Well, the project that my colleague Dr. Sally Tuckett and I are now working on, which is funded by the Levy Hume Trust, comes out of the Turkey Red project in many ways, and started really from our observations that heavy industry, or big industry, high technology factory industry in Glasgow, supported large numbers of artisans, and that the conventional narrative that you have about industrial change in the 19th century, that the Industrial Revolution destroyed craft and the world of the artisans, whilst in many ways there is a truth in that, and we know that some areas of, say, handloom weaving were devastated by factory industry, nevertheless, the artisan elites continued. They mutated. Some of them were supported by factory industry. We know in textiles, for instance, particularly if you look at printed cotton textiles, the higher end, that although they were factory industries, they supported artisans who were designers, who were pattern cutters, who were engravers, for instance, making blocks and plates. And that those sorts of people were often family-based small businesses that operated within the vicinity of these bigger, more mechanised production centres. So that's what stimulated it. But the stimulus also came from this kind of contrast between the death of the artisan as a result of industry, so-called, the rise of the arts and crafts movement in the late 19th century, where you have sort of middle-class artists producing kind of craft work for the moneyed few, and the suggestion that the ordinary working classes or the middle classes just purchase mass-produced items. And the recognition also that we got from the earlier project, which was partly looked at exhibitions and industrial exhibitions in Scotland. And when you look at industrial exhibitions in detail, what you find is that many of the exhibitors in the big Glasgow exhibition in 1888, for instance, the largest group of exhibitors were craftsmen exhibiting single items. And then we started to ask the question, well, who were these people and what were they making and what was their relationship with the arts and crafts movement and what really was happening to communities of arts artisans operating not just in West Central Scotland but throughout Scotland. So it's a project that looks at Scotland because that's the main area we work on, and because the sources lend itself to just focusing on Scotland. But it's not exclusively a Scottish issue. It is a British and European issue as well.